Hey guys, thanks a ton for listening to another episode of Let's Get Fired. If you have any questions you'd like us to ask a guest, or if you have a crazy workplace story that you'd like us to share on the podcast, go ahead and send those to letsgetfiredpodcast@gmail.com. So again, if you have any crazy workplace stories or questions you want us to ask the guest, we will share them. And we're not desperate for content. Yeah, we don't need to share it. We want to. We're not desperate. You're desperate. So go ahead and send it to us. Thanks.
You're fired.
Hey. Well, all right. Welcome to a new episode of Let's Get Fired. I'm Drew Simon, joined by Quinn Johnson. And today we have a very fun comedy producer and comedian, Buck Sang. Buck, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Yeah. How you guys doing?
Dude, we're chilling.
Yeah. You know, just living the dream.
Yeah.
Think about getting a spoofy.
Yeah. You should order a spoofy.
I'm down to get me a spoofy.
Spoofy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I forgot my spoofy. Oh, no.
Also, Cannabolish. It's a spray.
Okay. Dude, I hate all these things. Yeah. No, we're excited to have you on, Buck. You know,
I'm excited to be here. It's a little word coming out to Orem, though.
Yeah,
no, I've never been so scared to get shot before.
Honestly, the part of Orem, he lives in.
Yeah. Wait, what do you just?
How many times have your tires been slashed here?
Really? Yeah, they've been slashed five times. Oh my goodness. But I think my neighbor is a bitch. I think that's what it is.
I just think that's so funny. Where I'm like there's certain parts of Orem where you're like, whoa. We're like, I'll feel like more safe and like Magna than certain parts of Orem. But shout out to Magna.
Magna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love you guys.
Yeah. Magna, that's where
everyone forgets about Magna. So like, I never forget. I'm always holding down Magna. Yeah.
I was repping Magna.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude is out there. There's a bar called the Copper Miner. Yep.
One of the toughest mics there.
Sometimes impossible.
It's fun though. Shout out to Kayla Stone.
Yeah.
Run that mic out there.
I don't think I've seen Kayla for months because it's on Thursdays, right? Her mic. Yeah. And I usually do this podcast and then I go to like Oz's mic or something. So like I haven't seen Kayla now for miss her though. Love Kayla.
We'll miss you, Kayla.
Where are you at, Kayla?
She's hosting her mic right now.
Fuck.
Jokey-okey. Thursday night.
Which I think is isn't it like it's karaoke and then if you want to do stand up, they'll just stop the music and then you can do stand up.
Oh, but I love it too. To plug it in some more. What I do is sometimes I don't have a full 5 minute set. So I'll go there with like a 2 minute set and then I do a song related to my bit, like it's because kind of what some of the bits that I've been getting into lately is about my ex-wife. Like I haven't been touching that subject just because when I start talking about it, it sounds like I'm complaining.
Yeah.
You know, and so like I'll do some jokes about it and then like I'll sing a song like Justin Bieber, Love Yourself.
I like
that song.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And so and it's not a song that you have to hit high notes. It's just a good song.
I honestly wish I could do it so much more. Just like halfway through set, just be like, yeah, we're just gonna start singing now. Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know what to do now.
Yeah, so no, I'm way too insecure to do karaoke and comedy.
It might help you.
Yeah.
Just to fully dive off.
Maybe that would fix me.
Yeah, you need to face your fears, dude.
Yeah.
See, I use karaoke as stage time too. Like, I mean, people are still laughing. Sometimes they laugh harder when I sing karaoke than when I do comedy. It's getting over that. Knowing that you're not good at it, you know, but it's just having fun.
Yeah, it's true. It's the whole thing. It's like, okay.
Maybe because I'm Asian too.
They're like William Hung.
Yeah. Yeah, that's callback right there.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's one of my favorite bits I did in Price.
Yeah.
Is that William Hung bit.
Really?
Yeah. Dude. shout out to the Price comedy scene.
I mean, dude, we all know who William Hung is. So it landed.
Yeah. No, I know William Hung. I think we do. Jimmy Glasscock wouldn't. He barely knew. I mentioned to him Simon Cowell today because I said, like, dude, you wear shirts like him. Like, adult. And and dude, he barely even knew who he was.
What?
And I was like, oh, yeah, you missed it was a big moment. Dude, American Idol was first on TV.
Bad American Idol auditions got onto my feed recently.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff that the judges said back then.
Yeah.
They'd be canceled now. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, you're terrible, but like he would like go out, he'd be like, oh, you're terrible and you should buy a treadmill. Like,
yeah, that's yeah, awesome. He's like, and you're black. Like, yeah. You should be better at this.
No, he was bad. He would tell people like he would kill himself. You know, like, yeah,
it's like crazy. Some of the stuff like, yeah, you should never do this again, ever. Yeah. You know,
it's a different time, man. American Idol's in there, what, like 20 something season?
It's one of those shows where like, that's still happening.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Like, it's still, like, I saw an article that was like, Katy Perry's leaving the show after like 7 years on it. And I was like, she was on the show for 7 years? Like,
I didn't even know she was on the show.
Like, also, by the way, this is something I thought about recently. I do actually kind of miss Katy Perry because remember like her heyday? I used to hear her all the time. And I didn't think the songs are bad. I was like, oh, it's just Katy Perry. And now that it's been a couple of years in the dark times without Katy Perry pops or bops, I'm like, dude, yeah, where'd she go? I miss her.
I need hot and cold in my life.
Need hot and cold. Need California girls.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. That was, dude. I came out going into my senior year of high school. That was all over
the radio. First time I heard that song was in Italy in a Citroen.
Dude.
Yeah.
I don't know much of Katy Perry songs, so
it's kinda like you would recognize the songs, yeah, just because
you heard it.
Okay, like, can you sing it? We were talking about it.
There's one that's like, dude, it's like California girls are Daisy Duke's bikinis on top.
Oh,
yeah. And Snoop Dogg's on that song too. But like, I'm telling, like, she's, it's like they were, well, like,
that's the one with this meme, like, yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, dude. It's like, and like, so her songs were huge. Like, they were just everywhere. But like, so I know you'd recognize them. But anyway, shout out to Katy Perry.
Yeah,
please do the podcast.
it'd be a big get,
pretty big get.
Yeah.
Also, I
not
like
the biggest, but big.
Yeah. I also do like her because there was one moment where she just like shaved off all her hair and yeah, like, definitely snapped. Like something happened. And then she just kind of moved on. But yeah. If we could have her on the podcast, I'd really love to know what happened. You shaved off all your hair.
My wife thinks she summons the devil, so maybe.
Okay. Well, yeah, you know.
Whoa.
All right. Well, hey.
Okay.
Buck, we're happy. We're happy here because really what this podcast is essentially a job interview for our fake company. But it's a fun company, but it's based off vibes. So we don't care.
Sounds good.
We're going to talk about your work history. We don't care if we don't care if you're a good worker. Like, you always showed up on time. All that. Like, that's not what we're looking for. We want to know who you are.
Yeah, because I don't show up on time.
Yeah, but also like if you have no personality and you don't show up on time, it's a double.
That's way. Dead. You're dead. But you know, like, we're looking
like for, you at least got to bring something to the table.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what was your first job ever?
My first job, like real job ever, was a dishwasher.
Nice. That was mine. Where at?
At a restaurant called Tony Roma's that's not around.
Oh, yes. I remember Tony Roma.
Tony Roma.
Wait, not the football player.
No, not Tony.
Roma. He was already franchised.
Right.
Wait, no, you haven't been to a Tony Roma's?
No, I know. Oh, Roma's? A Roma or Roma's?
Roma's.
Oh, yeah. No, okay, I've seen that, but I was just like putting it together. I was like, wait, Tony Roma.
I never even thought about that.
Yeah. But yeah, it was like an Italian place?
No, it's like a Chili's.
Oh,
so, yeah. They did ribs, specialized in ribs.
I have a funny Tony Roma story. My dad will be mad that I shared this story. So when my mom was pregnant with my sister, they went on a date to a Tony Roma's. Mm-hmm. My mom's water broke.
At a Tony Roma's.
And my dad calls the waitress over, not to get the check, but to order apple cobbler.
To go?
No, not to go.
Oh, what?
He wanted to eat it before they went to the hospital. Wow. And he made my mom wait and while he finished his apple cobbler.
This is the Spokane gentleman.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I took my wife to Olive Garden when I proposed, so...
You can post her in Olive Garden.
Not at Olive Garden, but that, I mean, that's where we had dinner that night.
Okay. No, I mean,
no, I have class. Still
been romantic.
Yeah.
Dude, Olive Garden. Do you like some Parmesan with that?
Did it. It's,
but back to what were we talking about again?
No, Tony just Roma's. Yeah, Tony Roma's. That's your first job, washing dishes.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the thick of it.
Oh, so like a story. So that was my first job.
Yeah.
So one. So how I ended up even getting this job in the first place, like you guys kind of know a little bit about me. Like I got in trouble as a kid a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I was in and out of juvie. And so they ended up sending me to Logan, Utah. I don't know if you guys know who Logan is.
Of course, dude. Go Aggies.
And so I was living with a white family out there. Mm-hmm. And so they helped me get a job.
How did they pick the white family?
They just whoever's available, pretty okay. much. But I
mean, want to take this boy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did they have to be white?
Well, it's Logan. It's Logan. It was Logan, Utah.
I don't know. I'm just asking. Everything questions.
Like that wasn't not that one family that wasn't white out there. It's, there was at least a dozen family that took in kids for this program out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
dude. I think my mom's family did that when she was like. She's like, yeah, this Native American dude came and lived with us named Leon.
That's what I'm saying. They get paid to
yeah.
Asia
yeah.
to take in these kids. And so yeah. so they I had a family take me in. And so I get this job, my first job. And so as soon as I get my first paycheck, I didn't show up to work. So I went, yeah, cashed my check. Okay,
I'm rich.
Dude took two chicks out to go to the mall, went shopping, bro. And so now I got this program thinking like I ran away. They don't know where I'm at. My work's calling them. Hey, where's this kid at? You know? And, but eventually they did take me back though. Mm-hmm. And cause I needed
more checks,
but they gave me another chance, but it was like me growing up and learning. Cause at that time, I think I was 15, maybe 16 at yeah. that time. And so I was just barely learning how to become, you know, responsible.
No, it's a tough boat you'd be in at that age. Like you're doing fucking Logan. And then, yeah, it's like, all right, you kind of have to grow up a little bit like faster. It's like you don't have the same kind of like a fallback as like some of these other like there's so many like rich kids who just like are fucking horrible. Yeah. But like, you know, they can just they don't have to worry because. They can just, yeah. they can still drive an Audi, you know.
Yeah, man, like the kids in Logan too, because it was all like it rich and poor there. Dude, kids were driving Audis, brand new Jeeps,
yeah,
Wranglers on like some 37s, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, it was crazy, man. And like, man, I had got some crazy stories too, man, out there. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah,
yeah. Go for it.
Since we're on the topic, Logan, yeah, man. So I live with this white family, an older couple. The husband used to be, I won't say any names, but the husband mm-hmm. he used to be like a Logan. Council member, something. I don't know what he did up there.
City council.
Yeah. yeah. Like he's one of them. But at the time when I was living with him, he's already retired. And so I was going out, man, meeting chicks, dude. And mm-hmm. and one night we was all getting drunk and because I snuck out and then they didn't want to go home. So we came back. Two girls snuck in my room and one of them I was actually sleeping with. And so I had like it was hot in the room. Mm-hmm. So the other chick had taken off her clothes and she was just laying on the ground. And then the other chick was pretty much naked on top of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I locked my door, right? And so the morning, it was like I don't know, 6, 7 o'clock. But that guy wakes mm-hmm. up, unlocks my door, opens it up. Boom, she's on the ground half naked. I have this naked chick on top of me. And he's like, oh, whoa, oh, hey, it's good to see that you're home. Closes the door. Fucking, and then they're like, oh, shit. They get dressed. Yeah. And they hop out the window and book it, right? And he comes downstairs. He's like, oh, where did they go? I made waffles.
Dude.
And I was going to offer them a ride. You know, I was like, holy, what the heck is going on honestly, right now, bro? Like, I was like, what is going on right now? But they ended up taking me from the house because he had to report it.
Yeah.
Because I had cartons of cigarettes in my drawers. And so he was pretty cool, man. Like, and I'm sorry if you're still alive because it's been 30 years. Well, how old am I now? I'm 42, so I had to be 20.
Probably dead. He's probably dead.
Because he was already retired, you know?
Yeah. But honestly, shout out to him. He was just like, oh, hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
I guess we're making more food. Like, and he's probably, you know, he's like, yeah, God, I have to report this. But honestly, dude, this guy's Buck's fucking sick. Two girls. It's like, I feel like there's always some respect there. Just like, I don't know how you did it, but
hey, and that was the system, the justice system sending me out to Logan for that too. Thank you, by the way.
Yeah. Shout out to Logan.
There you go. No. So where in Utah were you like growing up?
I grew up in Glendale. Okay. You guys know the Glendale area? Yeah, California
yeah.
Avenue.
Yeah, yeah. yeah
pretty much.
Yeah.
It's that main street.
Is it like is Glendale? It's like, is that still like in the Los Angeles area or
no, it's Salt Lake. Here. Are you talking about here?
No, you said California. You said something.
California called? Avenue. The street.
Oh, California Ave. Yeah. Oh, so yeah, you're out by the warehouses.
Yeah.
It's like by so Rose just, Park.
Yeah. But yeah. Rose Park's more north.
Okay. Because no, I worked at like a FedEx that was like off of California Ave. But okay, yeah, it's a
fun place.
It's not a bad little area. Yeah.
It was, I don't know. According to Chuck Fury, that area was crazy. In the, like,
well,
the
back
90s.
When he was growing up too, yeah, in like late 80s, early 90s, like it was pretty crazy in that time. I didn't get here until 95, mm-hmm. but that's where I grew up with a lot of Tongans from there.
Oh, yeah. Mm. And how was that?
It was different, you know, because I didn't know what Tongans were.
Yeah. Yeah. Did they just think you were a small Tongan?
Yeah. Well, I thought they were just some big Asians. Yeah. And I don't know. I actually do that joke.
Where'd you come from?
Yeah. I actually do that joke about, like, they call me a Micronesian.
Yeah.
You know, if you heard of Micronesians, it's actually a people. But at that time, I didn't know what that was.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what does that mean? Is that a really small Asian?
Yeah.
Is that what they're calling me right now? Calling me a really small Asian?
No, dude, we just assume that you're from the small island of Micronesia. <You're> like, no, it is actually crazy. You think about, like, Polynesians are like, how on these just little islands did these guys become fucking gigantic?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, like, you go, like, I don't know, like, what happened, like, these islands just have these fucking NFL players walking around, and then you go to, like, mainland China, it's not quite the
or
same.
Other islands, you go to, like, North Sentinel Island,
go to Indonesia,
like, these remote islands, and there's just all skinny,
but, like, dude, like, Tonga and it's like I don't get it, but I love it, you know. Shout out to them.
No,
New Zealand, the Maoris,
but I mean, there wouldn't be.
That was something.
There wouldn't be football in the state of Utah without them. So.
Well, we would have collapsed. It's something.
Oh, and the Mormons brought him here too, so it wouldn't be for the Mormons. We wouldn't have Tongans.
No,
here.
Seriously, because when I was living in Oregon, like, some people would try to talk shit, you know, and be like, it's like, it's just all white people in Utah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, but also Polynesians, and they're like, what's Polynesian?
What's Polynesian?
And I'm like, you fucking idiot. You know? You know Polynesians? You're missing out on the greatest people that you can hang out with.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I will say, like, that's like my favorite.
You get invited to a family event, it's like a mission farewell. It doesn't matter if you're in the church or not. If someone's having a mission farewell, you just show up. Yeah, and it's like, you just, it's like you're at, you just like, it's like you have insane food. So I just assumed like Polynesians were like, because I grew up here, so I'm like, oh, everyone's around there.
Yeah, everyone knows.
And then, like, it's like not really a thing in other parts of the country.
Dude, we had two at my high school.
Yeah.
And they both played football.
They both played football. Yeah. They're both very good at football. But, like, we didn't know what we didn't. Yeah, all we knew is they were Samoan.
Dude, I went to a couple of dudes in high school. We went to the NFL. And, like, one of them, like, you know, I'm a freshman. He's like, I think he's a senior. And he's like 6'8". Just massive.
A freshman?
No, he was a senior at this point, but, like, dude, he's like he was like I think he was like a defensive lineman or something in the NFL, but dude, he's just like, in high school, like, I could not, I was like, you're just like looking up at a tower, and I was like, oh my god. Like, so anyway, shout out to them. And Mo Bettas.
So yeah, we should have had Clayton on, because Clayton was a corrections officer at a juvie.
He was?
Yeah, he was.
I did not know that. If I would have known that, I would have been cracking some jokes with them, for sure.
Yeah, he... it's
all different.
You know I do incarceration jokes.
Oh, yeah, you should.
Yeah, you definitely should.
But yeah, that's the other thing. Like, I didn't... So did you just go to juvie, or did you go...
I did prison time, too.
Really?
Yeah. Nice.
I didn't know that. Like,
I never would have... Like, just knowing you, I never would guess that.
No, same for me. I would not have thought that.
So, I mean, I went when I was young, and how I actually ended up there was because of Logan. I did this dumb thing in Logan, and that's how I ended up in prison.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, most people I know who've been to jail or prison, most of the time I'm talking to them, I'm like, oh, I get it. This person's retarded. And you probably figured that out when you were there. Mm-hmm. But when I'm talking to you, I'm like, oh, this guy has it all together. So it does seem.
I feel like there's a couple paths. You see some dudes who've, like, I feel like if we went to prison, like, younger, where it's like they can still stay in that rabbit hole of just, like, not kind of figuring it out and just kind of staying.
Oh, I see it, man.
Staying in that dark.
I'm still, even though you guys see me in a different time of my life where it is mostly comedy, and that's what it really is now today. But I still have some of that darkness around me still, you know, like the the people that are in and out.
Yeah.
You know, now I don't know if you know, I do shows with the fellowship. They're Alcoholics Anonymous mm-hmm. place. And a lot of those guys, they're trying to change their lives, you know, and they've gone through it over and over and over, and to see the change is cool. You know, like when they finally realize, because you see some people realize it's too late.
Yeah.
Me, I went to prison when I was 17.
Jeez.
And you know, it was 99 was when I went in.
Wow.
And so that's why, I mean, like I joke about it, you know, mm-hmm. like in my comedy and stuff. But it taught me a lesson, you know, a big lesson. So when I did get out, I just changed my ways as much as I could. I mean, there was still some things going on, you know, besides that, but
it's like you just get the deck of cards when you're born of like your situation. You're trying to do the best with that you can. And then it's like okay, this is how I was born. This is what happened to me. But then it's like making the shift, being like, okay, but like, I want to live a little better. But hey, I mean, you have some similarities now to a lot of cool people, like, you know, like Martha Stewart.
Shout out to Martha. Yeah. Hell yeah.
You know, she went to prison.
She's a convicted felon.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Also Donald Trump.
just got guilty. I don't know. It's pretty wild. At least though, I don't know. This, I feel like as well, like what you go to prison for also is a big thing. Cause like, I know someone I grew up with who went to jail because he might be a pedophile.
Yeah.
So that's a little different. Mm-hmm. But similar kind of thing where, like, he went when he was, like, young, and then he's been, like, in, like...
Just not a lot of young ones.
Well, you know what he was? Young pedophiles? Yeah, yeah, young pedophiles. young pedophiles.
Because pedophilia is an old man's game.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, it's a different world. Anyways, so...
Wait, I have a fun question. So if I were, you know, if I was saying, Buck, I'm going to prison tomorrow, what advice would you give me?
Fucking find the right brotherhood that you want to need to join. Yeah. That or keep yourself...
Like in Utah,
keep yourself segregated from everybody. There's only... Like, being white, it's hard being a white person when you do go to prison, because 99%, I think 90% of the time, they're going to go to the Aryan brotherhood side.
Mm-hmm.
And sad to say, because I've seen people that were out here and they were white and they were like Crips or they were Bloods. But they go in there because a lot of times the other races ain't going to accept you, because like what you got tatted on you doesn't mean shit when you go in there. It's your skin color. It's the way you look.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that matters in prison. And so that's be the hard thing. That's my advice to you. That would be like find yourself, you know, because there's so many different sects or gangs or whatever. I don't know what they're called now, but there's different ones. So there's not just one.
Buck, you're just giving Drew the green light to finally just fully commit. Like, you know, just like, it's going to happen anyways.
Yeah.
Happen. Get patched up.
It's going to happen anyways. Might as well join now. I heard this story. It was like, this dude who was had been in prison. He's like talking about like one of the scariest dudes in there. He's like, this guy is like just did his own thing, just quiet, just read books. Mm-hmm. He had like some photos of his family in his cell. And like one time, I guess like someone like may have like taken one of the photos, and he just like walked out into like the general area and just made an announcement. He's like, someone stole something from me. You know, either come forward now or you know, in an hour, I'm just gonna like stab someone. and this guy went to jail. He went to prison because he killed like two people.
Oh,
and they're like, he just said it so matter of fact. He's like, I'm just gonna stab someone. Mm-hmm. And then he just stabbed someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone was like, yeah, everyone was just didn't fuck with that guy at all. They were just like, you're good. Like, you just
stabbings are fucking common in prison. Like more common than you think.
So there's different levels of prisons though, where you like. With the murderers and shit.
Well, like where I did time is state. It doesn't matter. You can be the only people that they did keep away when I was in there was pedophiles. They kept them in their own section so they don't get beat up.
Like, yeah.
But towards the end of my sentence, they did allow them to come out, Because some of them were like, we need to be able to mingle out with other inmates. Like, that's so honestly, and actually let that happen.
No, you don't want that.
It is so funny. Where I imagine like maybe some of the wardens, you'd be like, you want to go out there?
Bro, man, all right. Dude, this old dude got knocked out by my Tongan friend. Like, you know how I got my eyebrows tatted? Uh-huh. He had his tat at the same time I did, my Tongan buddy.
Yeah.
And this old guy, because he sees me, like we're like around the table just playing spades. And he comes over. He goes, oh, hey, tries to come talk to me. Mm-hmm. And like not even like 2 seconds, dude, the Tongan dude stood up, boom, knocks him out. I was like, what the fuck, you know? And he's like, nah, man, the motherfucker shouldn't be talking to you.
Yeah.
Fucking pedophile. Like that, dude. Yeah. And then the fucking guard, the guard comes over, looks over. Oh, shit. Fucking just drags him out to the guard shack.
Yeah.
And just fucking woke him up, dude. Like, and then fucking, and he was fucking, yeah. They still kept him there. Like he refused to leave to that guy. He refused to believe that he was like that he wasn't a pedophile.
No, he's like, no, dude, what I'm doing isn't wrong.
No, dude,
it's totally. It's actually
set up by Chris Hansen.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah. And I added that situation into my jokes. And yeah. So I was like, yeah, man, I was 17. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm Asian, so I probably look like I was 10, 11.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's why my homie knocked him out, you know? He's and like, so I actually do that. I actually added that to my joke.
I mean, think about that. Yeah, because because how old are you now?
I'm 42.
Yeah, dude, because it's like, I can't tell your age. I don't know. You could be, could be 21.
Well, I know a guy who only gets with Asian chicks. And he's not a pedophile, but he's definitely dipping his toe into the pool, you know? He? Like,
sure.
All right. That's. I thought it was funnier than.
No, dude, it's okay. It's okay.
Now, having a daughter, man, I can't even think of that.
No, it's like some of this shit, it just gets too dark where you're like, I can't even think about it. You just can't even think about it because you're like, I have to like be able to like walk outside, get in my car and be like, it's a nice day today. You know, like like the sun's out. If all you're thinking about is just pedophiles, you're like, it's like it just becomes so dark. And then all of a sudden you make the film Sound of Freedom. And like it's okay, so we covered your
shout out to Colin.
We covered your first job.
No, you need to have me on there. Not like that. No, don't.
Don't want that. No,
you don't
want
to be on Colin's show.
I want to be there. I want to be there for one of the ones that just to be there. Like, I don't have to be on film. I just want to be there when you catch the next one,
dude. Okay. No, that's how do we get guest list for that? Like, dude,
yeah. He'll take you. I mean, he's invited me to go, and
yeah, that's a yeah.
I mean, I want to be heard in Michigan. There was some YouTuber who did like kind of what Colin does. He does his own like sting operations, catching them. And one of the pedos shot him. And so, I'm like, I don't know, dude. I don't know if I want to go ride with you as you're about to ruin someone's life because a desperate person can do crazy things.
That is.
Like,
you're right.
Putting them in a real corner.
Mm-hmm. But well, and then he had that one guy that killed himself.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Think of the content, you know. Yeah, it's all about content, you know. Think of the thumbnail.
Hey, next episode, going to see us three.
Yeah, this video will blow your mind. That's fucking crazy.
We wouldn't do that.
Okay, so we covered your first job, dishwasher. So what was your how about after prison, what job did you get?
So after prison, my first job was with the company with my dad. So he had a guy that kind of took my dad in. My dad was a machinist and they made molds and stuff for like connectors. Like,
yeah,
they had government contracts. And so like the drones we have now, it was just barely in production during that time. And so my dad would make custom molds, custom like cases for these like circuit boards and stuff. And so that's kind of how he got in. So when I got in, I was just like the delivery guy. So I would be driving, but then he seen that I was actually kind of smart, so started implementing me into more.
That's great.
Yeah, but I haven't talked to him in a while and I don't know what he's up to. He's divorced now, but my old boss, he was actually a cool guy. He has a twin. He grew up in Payson, but he was dude, he would have me go to the fucking doctor and fake an injury so I can get like lower tabs for him. And he would pay me for my time like at work. And he would give me like another $200 just to do that.
Holy shit.
Dude. Yeah, that was my first job, bro. And
that's
and,
a but, great
but,
job.
But the thing is, I did a lot. I helped because when we were there,
it's like $200 in like 2000 was like, you know, like $8 billion, you know. Like,
yeah. When I started, it was only like 5 or 6 of us. And it grew. It grew within like a year. We had like 20, 30 employees. Like, I mean, I helped build that, you know. So I wasn't getting paid shit, but there was a lot of responsibilities put on me. And this guy, like to have somebody just put you down and make you feel like shit. Because I would go in the office and he would yell top of his lungs. I mean, everybody on the floor can hear calling me an idiot, that I should have stayed in prison and all this shit. Because he was on drugs too. You got to think about it. You know what I mean? And so, and you're in this environment. Dude, I even left one time. I took off and he even wrote me out of like a $500 check to come back and give me a raise. Dude,
that's actually so funny. You know? Dude, he's yelling at you. You fucking dumbass. Go back to prison. But could you pick up my lower tail? Like, I'm actually running low. So that's why I'm...
That was the early 2000s.
I'm tweaking right now.
Because I got out in 2003.
Jeez. So there's a lot of morals to like your story. It is kind of crazy to hear about that. Like some dude snapping at you like, oh, fuck this. And he's like, actually, I want to give you a raise.
Because the thing is, I left because what I just came from... What's fuck? You stab a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like you're laying this guy out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and so that's all I seen was I'm gonna go back to prison if I stay here.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So I left, and I mean he's you know like and the thing is like my daughter's mom, before my ex-wife, she worked there too, and I left her. I drove off, and she was still there, and I was like, hey, you're gonna have to go home with my dad.
Yeah. You know, dude. Yeah, honestly, this is like. What you were talking about like making the shift in your life where you're like, hey, you're just recognizing like, hey, this is going to go bad. Yeah, so I have to leave. So that's sick, dude.
Good move. I have a fun question. Now you don't have to say what you did to end up in prison, but I want to know how long it took for you to get caught. I had a friend, right?
Oh, that's great. Go ahead. Keep going.
I had a friend. I'm he down. Got assault with a deadly weapon or whatever, attempted murder. And then he went on the run in Montana, traveled through South Dakota, Tennessee, and Arkansas, and was just living with random chicks. Just fucking, random chicks, moving to different towns, and ended up in Texas. And then one day he got in a fight with one of these chicks who he's fucking. Takes her car to go to the grocery store, and she calls the cops, reports it stolen, and that's how he gets caught. But he went like a year and a half on the run. Mm-hmm. How long did you make it?
So to my story, what ended up happening? So in Logan, we got a small knit group of Asians. Uh-huh. And so there was these two guys that would always pick on one of the Asians. And so he just like, you know, man, like came to me, like, can you help me out? Whatever, you know what I mean? Can you talk to this guy? This and that. One day I just got really, really drunk. I had come down to Salt Lake and somebody was like, like I said, I come from some bad dudes. There was guns just laying everywhere. I was like, hey, can I have this? Like, yeah, man, fucking take that shit. You know, this is in the '90s, late '90s. So I took that up with me. I was like, yeah, man, I'm gonna have a gun in Logan. I'm gonna be fucking cool. You know, like I was actually kind of thinking like that, but at the same time, I'm gonna go talk to these guys, you know? Mm-hmm. So one night we were just getting fucked up, getting drunk. And my buddy, in his house that we were partying at, was dropping everybody off. Like, you think about it, we're in high school, so none of us have our own cars and stuff. So dropping up just 5 of us in the car. And so everybody starts going, oh, that's where those fuckers live. That's where those fuckers live. So we flipped the circle and I was like, hey, man, I was like, I got my gun. You know what I mean? So I just went, pop, pop. I just shot 2 times. Like, I wasn't even trying to shoot anybody. I just went, pop, pop, right? Huh. Couple of weeks go by. You don't even hear about anything, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'm just like, I'm starting to feel like heat. Like everybody's like, man, there's chatter going around. Like a couple weeks after, I was like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? And so I hit up my buddies out here in Salt Lake. I said, hey, man, you guys got to come get me. I was like, all right. So my buddy shows up in a Honda Civic with 5 guys. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? I was like, you're supposed to come pick me up. Like, we're going to have 4 people in the back, you know? And then my other buddy was like, oh, I'm about to get off work, man. We'll just go down and party. You know, we'll all go down to Salt Lake and party. And then right then and there, fucking cop showed up to my buddy's house, kicked down the door. And we were
in Salt Lake?
No, in Logan.
Wow.
And we were in the back In the back patio. Like, it's just like how your place is, like,
oh,
this.
Were, yeah.
And we were, I was smoking a joint. Like, I lit it and I was the first one to light it. And then as soon as I passed it like this, you see the, one of the cops come around the back. And then a bunch of cops kicked it through the front door.
Wow.
Yeah, oh, shit, I didn't say it, but you know, they,
yeah.
And I was like, fuck, you know, and so they took me in. I was high as fuck too.
Damn.
So the story, so this is what happened. So I ended up getting snitched on. Pretty much. And the thing is, like, it didn't even have to, nothing would have, if these people didn't say nothing, nothing would even happen. So we had, like I told you, we had five people in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And so the two of the five that was in there went to high school with me. And so they were going around saying stuff like, oh man, we did a drive-by shooting. We did a shooting, you know, like that, like this, just telling people like, yeah, man, don't fuck with us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, what? Nobody even knew there was a shooting. Nobody knew anything happened.
Yeah.
That there was even a drive-by to begin with.
Even the house.
Even the house.
They didn't.
Yeah. They didn't even know.
Wow.
So it goes. And so now the cops get them. They're like, oh, who's going around saying this? Fucking takes them in for questioning.
Mm.
And they were there that day that they raided too. So it was all a setup. You know, and
wow.
But the thing is, though,
the day they picked you up, yeah, they were
there to at that place, and so it was all a setup.
Damn.
And I got snitched out, you know, and so, you know, I was going to say, but there was a bullet hole in their car, like, because I don't even remember. I was just like, papa, just like, hey,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't trying to like fucking injure.
No, you just you're yeah, just like, you know, you're just a drunk.
It was just the dumbest thing that, like, out of all the things I could have went to prison for, I'm glad that was it.
No, you're a drunk teenager, you know, like, and like, yeah, just like, yeah, shit, like, but it is crazy how much shit happens just because you do something, and if you're not getting any recognition, all of a sudden you're like, wait, but it was pretty cool. So people will feel like they have to talk about it. Like, look how cool we are. It's the same fucking thing happens in stand up when you have a great set, but none of the comics are in the room, so you have to be like, walk out and be like, yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, it was great. It was awesome in there, dude. He totally missed out. And then everyone starts asking questions. And then if you didn't do well, it'd be like, what? Like, so yeah, it is like, it's crazy. It's just because just because those kids were like, dude, we're so crazy. Don't fuck real, with us. Dude.
Man, I even had like guys come up to me, a group of people in Logan, like they were mixed white, Mexican. And I think they even had a black guy. I'm not sure.
Whoa.
But they wanted me to start a gang for them. They wanted to be the Logan Crip Gang. LCG.
LCG, baby.
Dude. Like, this is a real story. Like, I'm
like
not
a,
kidding.
Sounds like a company.
Yeah. But the thing is that they were beefing with the Mexicans. Like, and so they needed somebody that was part of the, you know, somebody that knows what, like, from, like, the streets, you know. And so, but the thing is, the Mexicans that they had beef with were my homies too. So I ended up making peace with it. I was like, dude, you guys are going to fight? What the fuck? We were at, it's called Willow Park out in Logan, man. And we were like all circled out about ready to like kill each other. And so I was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, these are my friends. Those are my friends.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, translator, come here.
Yeah.
You know, but so he's like, you ended up, you know, I was able to squash a beef.
Dude,
you know,
gangs,
just being who I am.
Gangs in Logan, that reminds me of like Napoleon Dynamite.
No, hey.
Like, there's a buttload of gangs at the school.
Preston, Idaho. Yeah. That was a frequent visit, but we used to go up there often.
Oh, yeah?
Preston, Idaho, yeah.
Damn. I mean, it's right there.
Yeah, they, like, even like that, the school that they filmed it at too. Like, I remember sitting on those benches eating lunch, shooting baskets on the same basketball hoops. You know, like in Logan.
I rewatched Napoleon Dynamite like last year.
That's my favorite. One of my favorite.
It's
comedic
amazing.
Movie.
It's still so funny.
And, oh yeah, dude, like, the beginning. From the get, that's his look. Like, I just start laughing.
Well, also, like, you know, like watching it as like an adult, like you see like Uncle Rico or whatever, you're like, dude, this is a sad character. You're like, I didn't
also
like, understand
all,
that as much as a kid.
As an adult, everybody knows an Uncle Rico.
Yeah, I can throw football over his mound. You're like, dude, this is but yeah, it's and like it is a. Did you guys ever go up to southern, like up to Idaho? Just to kind of remind yourself, like, yeah, Utah is better than this. You know, like,
but at that time in the 90s, Logan wasn't much either.
Well, I know Logan's wasn't much back then, but like Southern Idaho is just, I hate
man, it. It wasn't much. We went out there for the booze and the lottery tickets.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
like,
we were in high school buying them, we call them the balls, what the hell we used to call them? It's like a mini keg, but it's the ball kegs.
Oh, no, no, like I've had like smaller versions.
Oh, yeah, wasn't drinking age in Idaho?
We can get it. It's the driver's license. It's like 14.
Yeah, that's the yeah. driving. Yeah.
Okay, but I know there was a period of time where the drinking, because I mean,
federal that it's 21?
Yeah, now it is, but there was a time where it was by the state.
Well, there was a time way back in the day where
there's no rules.
Yeah, but no. Yeah,
back then my first job would have been washing laundry.
Yeah, honestly, dude, you've been working on the railroad,
right?
Yeah. The golden spike. Well, sweet. So then, you come back, you work that crazy job getting dude. Lower tab, and then after that,
you were just a drug dealer. After
you went to white
collar. I won't go to jail. I'm not even worried about getting fired anymore.
You were a white collar.
Well, yeah. You're on a W-2. You had to pay taxes.
It's a prescription.
Yeah, it's only illegal if you're. Yeah, no prescription. No,
prescription drugs are totally safe.
It's those blue collar drug dealers that are.
Yeah, dude. If doctor all gives right. you,
you guys make me feel better.
No, dude. Of course, you know how many fucking like moms down here are like fucking cracked out, like acting as if they're like searching for heroin, but it's a prescription, so it's fine.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah.
No, that's my new Adderall joke, man.
Yeah.
Because like Adderall, you know, like. It enhances your cognitive thinking, right? Mm-hmm. It makes it to where you're more focused. So like golfers, they take Adderall to mm-hmm. become better golfers. And so I was like, man, you know, I it would help me become a better comedian, help me focus on my writing and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, and so but I ended up just cleaning my mom's house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like my mom's like, what you doing, boy? You on drug?
Well, you don't want me to clean your fucking house? Don't ask questions. Yeah. Dude, Adderall, it's just legal cocaine. It's a derivative of meth.
Yeah. No, I used to be prescribed Adderall. I mean, if I wanted to, I could still go get it prescribed, but I just feel...
I don't like Adderall.
Yeah, I tried it.
I just feel I don't need it.
You know, yeah, when I started stand-up, I tried Adderall. It just did not work.
No, because it's great for like tasks. It's like, you're going to do this, clean the house, do that. Mm-hmm. But like anything where you use like emotion, it's like...
Well, with that is, I wasn't ingesting it. I was snorting it. That's what? When I realized. That. That's I when that. I realized it was just becoming a drug habit.
Just, no, like, it is. No, it is.
For real, you got a prescription, so you're just breaking the capsules and snorting.
No, you crush it.
Yeah, there's pills for it. There's pills. I used to do it. You'd crush it up and snort it, and like.
I mean, it tastes like candy. Sweet.
Oh, not
like,
not the one I had. Mine was fucking disgusting. It just kept dripping down my throat.
This is I've never heard of snorting Adderall.
Well, because you're not you're a square, dude.
I'm from
Spokane. That's why I just
I don't know how you haven't fucking heard of people snorting Adderall if you're from Spokane, Washington, dude.
I just thought, you know, you're given a pill. Why not just put it in your mouth? I didn't realize, I'm going to take this up my nose.
Do you ever want it?
Why would people put it in their assholes?
Wait, people would want this to hit harder? Wait,
put it in your butt.
Yeah, that's why you snort it. Hits harder.
Oh, I didn't know it hit harder.
Yeah, dude.
It hits harder in your butt.
Oh, yeah, no, boofing. Yeah, dude, that's people can die.
Do both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard about the alcohol thing, right?
Yeah, if you boof alcohol, it's like you just die. Yeah. Like, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's not good. I remember hearing that myth. Well, not myth. I mean, apparently people actually done that.
But people have that.
I still thought it was a myth.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's like this. Everything's real, you know. And also not at the same time, but people, sexual shit and drug related stuff, anything you can imagine, someone's done it.
Yeah,
like someone's like, why not? Anything to make a drug hit harder, someone's done.
Yeah,
like it's nuts, but mm-hmm. that's what you do, dude. Snoring Adderall.
Have you ever had a job where someone got sexually assaulted at work?
Shit, me. No, actually, at that same job that I was at, there was this one chick, dude, and the thing is, my daughter's mom was working there, and she would like flirt with me bad. Like, I mean, she would grab my dick and my ass. She was like,
I think that would qualify as sexual assault.
Yeah,
it was, man. I'll go to the bathroom, and she'd try to go in there. Like, she'd tell me straight up, like she wanted to fuck. She didn't even care that my daughter's mom was right out in the other room.
Holy shit.
Yeah, dude. I was like, my God. I enjoyed it. I was like, yeah.
No. Here's the thing. It's like I think.
But
like,
I didn't do it.
No, well, yeah, sure. No, here's the thing. I think especially it's like, you know, if you have any like real like interest and you really want to do stand up and you're willing to put up with all of the humiliation, so much of this just boils down to all we want is people to like us.
Yeah.
And so if someone just like out here being like just really forward with you, being like, I fucking love you, so hot. Yeah. Like you're like, I'll let it go on for a little while. Yeah. Like you can keep talking to me. I need a little boost. Cause it feels good. Unless there are some people that are just really disgusting and then you're like, sweet, cool. You can go now. I don't want to talk to you anymore. But anyways, so yeah, that's fun. So she was a cool girl. Shout out to her. Hopefully she's still alive.
Probably not.
Yeah, she is one of the biggest Nickelback fan though.
That's actually cool. Cheyenne? it's actually such a fun fact. Yeah. That was the cool. I didn't know this story could have got better.
Dude, Nickelback's done like a whole, they became so uncool that they're actually cool now.
Sure, dude. Yeah. I've never heard anyone say that, but you're the guy.
Drew said it.
I'm the guy. Drew flag.
Guys. Give a shout out to Nickelback. Hashtag.
Yeah. Nickelback, where you at? Do the podcast.
Driving to work every morning. Like, this is how you remind me.
I mean, you really just are forming into the inevitable CDL truck driver you're going to become. Doing the overnights.
No.
No, OTRs. The way you were saying no was like, this is like you was not convincing. It's almost an inevitability at this point. You are going to just be a truck driver. No. There's nothing wrong with being a truck driver. Shout out to all the truck drivers. But, you know, but it might be good for your tour. You could just announce a tour.
Do a stand-up tour.
every week, new dates.
Every night, new city.
Durango, Colorado. I'll be coming at you.
I wonder if there's some possible to do something like that.
Well, like, there was a truck driver. Yeah, there's truck driver in Spokane who, he lived in Spokane, but he did like the long hauls and would schedule shows around his stand-up, but he was really bad at stand-up, so I don't know if it like helped him.
Those are fun people too, because sometimes people like that, you know, like will show up to like your mic or something like that, and then you know they're like, I haven't done comedy for like 10 years and you're dude, and then they get up there and you're like, dude, like, and you just go, hey, that was great, man. Like, usually they're super nice, you know, like, but yeah, you know, just different world.
No, this guy, he like, I think I like looked to see the last time he posted something about comedy, and he hasn't since the pandemic. So I think COVID got him.
COVID got him, dude.
Yeah.
Took him out.
He's rest in peace.
Well, what can you do?
We do a follow up.
Yeah, we try to get him out. Yeah, should go to Spokane and do a couple sessions, a couple podcasts with the people up there.
We should actually.
I would actually love that.
Let's do a show up there.
Do we try to do a show and then just do record 5 podcasts?
Oh, dude, we definitely could do a show.
Let's do a show.
Yeah.
Can I?
Anyway, come on. Yeah, come on up.
Come too.
Dude, let's all drive up together.
Spokane.
So okay, so after that job where the girl's grabbing your dick and you're getting prescription drugs, what'd you do after that? Or
so after that job, I was kind of just fucking doing temp jobs. So temp agency. One of the cool jobs that, like, it wasn't a cool job, it was one of the worst jobs I ever did, was work for Sundance.
Oh,
so
yeah?
I was a parking attendant at Sundance. So I was at the, I think it was, it wasn't Chase. What was it before Chase? Oh, it was Chase. Or
in Park City?
Yeah, it was in Park City. And then so it is because the bank parking lot. So I was the attendant for that. So they had to show me that they, you know, whatever their pass is to get in there. And that's, I met John C. Reilly.
Yeah.
John
C. Reilly.
Yeah. And I met him. So he came through and I just recognized him at that time. The only movie I recognized him from was Anger Management.
Yeah.
When he was the monk at the end of the scene. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, hey, man. you think I could park here? I was like, let me see your pass, man. He's like, oh, man. He's like, hey, what? Hands me $20, dude. So every day for 2 weeks, dude, he would give me $20.
Dude. Because so what I do right now, I
know you're marrying me.
No, I work valet at the Hyatt, and so it's like so much of it just this kind of thing,
yeah.
Where a dude shows up, and then you're like, "What's up?" And then they just hand you like they immediately hand me $20, mm-hmm. and I'm like, "You're good." I was like, yeah. "I got you," and then like you know, then like because you just circumvent the system. Mm-hmm. It's like that is the coolest part though when you're one of those kind of dudes. Yeah. Someone rolls up and they say, "Here you go." And then I got you.
Yeah, it was pretty cool because I ended up meeting people, man. Like I met one of the co-founders of Source Magazine, you know, the hip hop magazine. Mm-hmm. And then like others, man, and everybody was giving me tip. I was making more money off tip a day than I was like week.
That's the game,
dude.
And then the tips aren't taxed. Yeah. So it's like you just pocket that and like, mm-hmm. yeah, it's seriously, I met a lot of really sweet people. Like, dude, like fucking Michelle Obama was at the hotel a couple weeks ago.
Really?
I didn't actually get to see her. I didn't get to see Big Mike, but I didn't, because they had like the whole motorcade, like the Secret Service talked to me. Super chill. They're like, yeah, so we just have, you know, we should make sure that everything's good. And like, our office is across the street. I was like, what? You guys have it's kind of a fun little job because, yeah, you just meet so many people.
Yeah, you do.
You know? And then, usually everyone's pretty chill, but there's a couple people that freak the fuck out if you're like, sorry, you can't park here. Mm-hmm. You know, if they don't. And really? Then some people lose their minds because, you know, if like, yeah, they don't have to pass mm-hmm. or like, yeah, I don't know. It's something about telling someone they can't park somewhere. But like some people, it's like their dad's beating them with a pipe or something like that. Dude, that memory pops back up.
I have like no resistance in my bones if someone's like, you can't park here. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I bothered you.
That's me too.
That's also, it's like, I don't want to get a ticket or I don't want to get, I don't like conflict. No, it's
like me, like McDonald's driving off. Fuck, they forgot the fries. Fuck, drive off.
I was at a Taco Time drive through today. And like,
Taco Time?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, how are you doing?
No, my wife wanted a taco salad, like the hard shell one. I was like, we got a Taco Time right here. So we went there, ordered the food, and I was like, we want like two Mexi fries. And then she got something else wrong. So I was like, actually, we want this as well. And the two Mexi fries. And she's like, okay, so there's one Mexi fry. And it was like really hard talking to her. And I was just like, why not? I just got less food. But I was like, I'm just not like, I don't want to have to like, I hate having to be like, actually, no, it's also this. Like, I'll get the wrong order at like a restaurant. And I'm like, I guess this is what I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
Like, same. I don't care.
Yeah. That's me. My wife used to be like that. But she's like done therapy. So she's like, you know, it's actually healthy to be like, hey, I actually ordered this. Yeah. But I think she's wrong.
It's also like, especially like fast food people. I'm like,
dude, yeah, they're on edge.
It's a tough job. If people be dicks to them, I just want to be nice.
Yeah. No, that was my ex-wife. Because they're not the one that has to do it. They're like, you're such a pussy. I was like, well, you go. Because they expect you to do it.
I have to go in there. I'm fine with, I just want to, you know, like, dude, if I go to, a bar, like, I'm used to Utah, so it's like, I don't really get a lot of cocktails, because, like, I feel like the value isn't there. It's like $15 for a cocktail, and they can only give you so much alcohol. So I'd rather just get beer. So when I go to, like, when I was, like, in Oregon, go up, get a cocktail, and I don't know any of the names, so I just panic and I'll just get a gin and tonic. I don't even want that, but but I'm not gonna like wait, have people waiting behind me. Mm-hmm. I don't want the bartender to have to explain shit to me, so I'll just be like, gin and tonic, and then I'll just get it and be like, okay, like,
maybe that's what makes us comedians. Pretty similar us through here with that. I mean, it kind of goes with the like just wanting people just to like you.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, and the service people, they're on edge. Yeah. Like, you know who John Caparillo is?
No,
he's a comedian, but he had like a special in like 2007 where he had a joke. It was like talking about how his wife is like a dick to fast food employees, and he'd be like, "Hey, we'll have two Cokes and two double cheeseburgers," and no, one Diet Coke, one regular Coke, and double cheeseburgers. And they'll be like, oh, two Cokes and a double cheeseburger? are you deaf or retarded? And he's like, oh, great. Now we're going to have a Coke and a pee. Like, that's what we're going to.
No, dude. Yeah. Also, it's like, oh, just, I think, I just can't wrap my head around it. Cause like, dude, it's also like, if I can get like a fast food person to laugh or something like that, I'm like, all right, dude. Like,
and that's me too. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know why I'm keep going back to my ex-wife, and she would get mad because she thinks I'm flirting. Cause I would just make, you know, make people laugh. Like, mm-hmm. that's even before I was a comedian, like when I was a comedian, before I just started doing stand up, you know, and then she would like, are you flirting with her, but you think she's cute, you know, and like, I'm sitting like, here having dinner with you. And like, I can't make people laugh.
It's like, dude, they're bringing the food to us. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty cool. You know, I want the people bringing the food to us to be happy. Mm-hmm. You know, that's good for all of us.
Yeah.
Like, but it's, I don't know, dude. It's like, also, like, if you like tip your bartender like fat on like the first drink you order, mm-hmm. immediately give them like a big tip. It's like you're like set for the rest of the night. Mm-hmm. They'll put extra shit in your drink. It's like, it's just crazy. Just be a little extra nice, mm-hmm. and it's like, man, look how better everything is. And then you see people like freak the fuck out. They're just so mad. Yeah. I'm like, why? Like, how is that fun? How is this fun?
No, I do that. I do pre-tips. Yeah, like you said, just you know, like, hey, he's $20. You know, like, there's more of that coming. Just take care of me. You know, yeah, dude, I'm gonna take care of you.
There's this coffee shop across the street from where I work, and we get like half off for the bigger valet. And like, I just tip them the rest of. I just tip them what it would be. Like, I just okay, so we're getting half. I'll just give you the rest. And then it's like I walk in, and they're all like super nice. There was like a huge line once. And one of the baristas, she just like walks up to me in the crowd. She's like, what do you need? And like, and just, yeah. like, so my drink's like already ready, mm-hmm. prepared. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, this is what it's all about. And then same, like when you're fucking like parking attendant, someone immediately hands you cash. You're like, I'm taking care of you. You're all set. Hell, you're good to go. Yeah. I'm going to make sure your car's good. So yeah, Drew, you do that?
I mean, I don't go to places where I might have to tip. I'm so broke.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm thinking about where to go. I'm like, maybe we could afford to go to Chili's tonight. And then I was like, oh, Chili's meal is just $10.99. And then I was like, oh, wait, there's a tip. I can't afford
that
Chili's.
That makes it, you know what fucking annoys me, though? I went to a drive-thru once, and then they hand you the little card reader, and it's like, you want to add a tip? I'm like, do you want? It's a drive-through. Like, and I feel so pressured. Like, I always do like the lowest amount, but I have the hardest time just hitting no tip.
Yeah.
And like, same if you're at a bar, and like, I'll just get one drink, and it's just like a White Claw, and they just hand it to me, and I'm like, you didn't really do anything. I'm still gonna give you a tip. Yeah. Like, you just handed me a can.
Yeah. Well, like, also like fast food, if you select no tip, I'm worried they're going to like spit in my food. Like, that's my, like, every time.
And I'm like, isn't this the purpose of this? Like, it's fast food. It's supposed to be super cheap.
You're not supposed to have to tip.
It's like,
no, and it's a new phenomenon.
Yeah. Like, definitely new thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. They haven't.
I don't like this new world.
No, dude. It's like, So
I miss the dollar menu at Taco Bell.
Dude, I miss just dollar menus in general.
I'm gonna start doing that, like charging, you know, like $5 admission, like everybody can come in, $5, but have like an option for like 30%, 25%.
Yeah, do people,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, do people do it. They have a little tip thing. They have like a Venmo on it at comedy shows. And like, hey, feel free to leave a tip, you know,
dude.
And
Oz did that for one of the shows. He had my Venmo up on the TV the whole time I was on stage, and it made me so uncomfortable.
Did you get anybody?
I got one tip, so
that's what they were worth.
$5. It was.
Yeah, I don't like that. Like I've had the idea of putting a bucket tip of, you know, I don't know. Like, I just never liked the idea.
I mean, like, I don't know. It's I've seen people do it at local shows, but yeah, it is definitely, especially if people have already paid for a ticket.
I did.
If it's a free show, like,
I did.
I just tell people to buy the comedian's drinks. Like,
Well, I did one up in Washington once where they left a tip bucket, and I was having a pretty good set, and a guy came up and left like a 20 during my set, and I was like, fuck yeah. At the end of the show, the booker was like, all right, we gotta split this between all the comics.
That's how it goes, dude.
Dude, I was like, that's bullshit. Also, the guy tipped me when I was on stage.
You don't want to be the dude, be like,
No, this is my inner monologue.
Oh, yeah.
Outwardly, I was like, oh, yeah, let's all split it. Like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But in my head, I was like, this is bullshit. And also, I need that $20 really bad.
Okay. So when you're in the end of this podcast, so now we have to wrap up and determine whether or not we think you'd be a good fit for our company.
Well, still, there are two quick questions. They're very similar. This is a staple of the show. If you could wipe one country off the map with a nuke, which country would that be?
Big question.
I would.
You can't pick America because it's too.
I wouldn't do America. I would. Maybe Thailand.
There we go. That. Hell yeah. No one's in Thailand. Yeah.
Let's go.
I've been there.
Well, Thailand is Thailand? Like our cousin. Our cousin, but they look down on the Laos people.
Mm-hmm.
Our food's similar. We eat a lot of the same food. I mean, our language is different. But pretty similar, you know, like a lot of our backgrounds. But we're kind of like,
Golden Triangle, dude.
Yeah, we're all like the same people, but they've always felt like their nose is always higher than us because we're like the lowly country people where they're the high society people.
Yeah, you gotta knock them down a notch.
But it doesn't mean that I don't like it. I got a lot of Thai friends and stuff, so.
Yeah. they're dead now.
I mean, also,
the fuck out of them.
Shout out to the food. It also was the first place where I really, when I was in Bangkok for the first time, it's when I truly understood why they called those cars tuk-tuks, because I was like, oh, that's what all the people here are doing anyways. Mm-hmm. So they were just like, we'll just name a car after that. Because everyone's tucking. Anyways, that's just fun.
You know why they call it tuk-tuk, right?
What?
Because all the girls are tucking.
Damn, that's what I was trying to say.
That was fun.
I said it funnier when he said it.
I went over my head, though. I know. What was he saying? What was he trying to say?
God damn it. Too many fucking words, dude.
You put it in my head, though. Yeah, hey, that was his joke, by the way.
That fucking sucked, dude.
It was subliminal. Okay.
I had a birthday at the Hard Rock Cafe out there and then went and saw Harry Potter. And then in Thailand... Another reason why I could justify the nuke, you know.
Was it in Thai?
They had subtitles, like subtitles. But before the movie began, they had a picture of the king, and then everyone stood up before Harry Potter started. And then you had to stand up and be like, yeah, it's our king. And then sit down. And then it was like, yeah, Harry Potter. So
he was out there, though.
Yeah, but anyways.
What were you doing out there?
Oh, I was traveling with my family.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But, my dad almost... got jerked off in a massage parlor because he didn't know what it would have ended up being. He's like, all of a sudden they wanted to have me go into this room. He was like, no. And I was like, Dad, you're in Bangkok going to get a massage. I don't know what you thought was going to happen. But anyways, so yeah, Thailand's a good pick.
Your dad's wild.
Dude, my dad's insane, dude. So Thailand's a good pick.
Yeah, Thailand's
no one's ever
fun.
Picked that.
On that same train, what's your favorite racial slur?
I mean, a slur that you say, like, negatively, like...
Or positively.
You know, you don't have to fucking answer this. Drew's trying to make you look bad, because Drew's trying to justify what he says. So, you don't have to answer if you don't want to. Don't worry about it, dude.
I would say chink. I would say chink.
He answered.
Yeah, I would say chink, not just...
Now you say it, Drew.
Well, I don't believe in saying that stuff. Research purposes.
So there's been times where I've been surprised by comedians doing that, saying that at my mics and stuff.
Oh,
so
I've heard Oz say it.
Oz?
I think I have. I actually do think I have a vague memory of him saying it because, yeah, it was a pretty mind blowing moment at the mic.
Dude, the best was, you remember when the New York Times published it with a picture of Jeremy Lin.
Oh, it was
Lin.
With Jeremy Lin.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, because it was an article. Was it called?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was
a chink in the armor.
Yeah. And then, I know, like, that guy got fired. Yeah. But honestly don't think he put it together. Obviously, either he knew what he was doing or was just that oblivious where he's like, yeah, this is a common phrase.
I think he thought of it, but then as he was saying it, because there's times where, like, I catch myself on stage where I'm doing my premise, doing my joke, then I'll start getting into it. I was like, oh, shit, I'm doing this somebody else's joke that I've already heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's something that he had thinking he said. I remember watching that.
So maybe he, heard a racist guy say it. And then he was like, oh, that's my...
It was crazy. It's like,
with that, or it was a dare.
But hey, I mean,
it was a dare by his buddy.
But that guy was still correct because Linsanity ended after that.
Like, yeah, like, for real.
Did it then? So okay, so yeah, now let's get to the evaluation. You know, should we hire Buck? What are you thinking?
Absolutely, without hesitation.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's where I'm at. It's like such a good vibe for the company, because we also. Like so we have Jimmy Glasscock hired as an unpaid intern.
Well, he's fired now. I thought we let him go last episode.
Yeah, but he wasn't even getting paid.
Yeah,
because with Jimmy, he's in a glass cage because we're afraid of him around women. So, we think you'd be good. But we'll send you in there every once in a while, you know, just to scare him.
Yeah,
you know, let him.
Well, and Buck has the other end of the spectrum with Jimmy, like on the Riz spectrum.
Yeah, it's like those girls like trying to grab your dick and shit. Jimmy the other day told me, he's like, I never told you I have a motorcycle. And I was like, what? You have a motorcycle? He's like, yeah, I don't like riding it though. And I was like, did you think this was gonna, girls were just gonna want to fuck you because you have a motorcycle? Like, I don't know. It's like, so
that, also, I don't know why Jimmy on a motorcycle
doesn't work.
Like, that makes him less attractive.
It does, because he's too small. But well, also the bike, yeah, it's like a fucking gigantic bike. And I'm like,
oh, really?
Yeah, it's, I'm like, why do you have this? Anyway, so it would be good for that. Good for morale there, to let Jimmy understand what it's like being a human being. And then, but also just for is like, you know, like we're talking like water cooler area, just like we're chilling. We still don't really know what the company is. So we're just talking about just. Everything we've really described about why we'd hire someone is just for when we're not working, because I don't think we've even talked about we're hiring you so you can do a specific task.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know what you would do at the job. I don't know what your job title would be.
I already put in my 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, you're getting this is the right kind of job where it's like you're getting paid. We don't know what it is yet.
We pay an experience.
Yeah.
Maybe. And it's invaluable.
Yeah, dude. So you're on the team. We need you there. Don't know why yet, but we could. It wouldn't be right without you. That's all I know. Yeah. That's all I know. Is it just? I don't. It would be bad. So also, it's pretty white staff so far. It's pretty white staff.
Also, next week we might. Yeah.
Affirmative action.
Yeah, exactly. So we have to hire.
I do complain about us being on a roll. Like we're hiring everyone, and there's some people I'm like on the edge. Dude, next week we might.
We'll get there. But anyways, Buck, it's great having you.
It's great to be here.
Super fun.
This was fun.
I knew it was gonna be good because it's like you've like actually lived a life.
Yeah, you know, it was fun talking about this. I don't get to talk about this a lot.
Yeah,
you know? And so it was fun, and I'd get to do some of this in my stand up too. So a lot of the experiences that I've talked about today on the show, I actually do on stage. So check it out.
Oh, where can the people find you?
They can find me at my mom's house.
There you go.
But I'm at the Penalty Box in West Valley, and also at Good Spirits out in West Jordan. So check me out. I host 2 mics a week, and I do 3 comedy shows a month. So
nice. Any social media?
Social media would be Buck Sang on any platform. So Buck Buck underscore Sang on any platform: Snap, IG, Facebook, even Threads. YouTube.
Oh yeah.
Threads too.
Yeah. Dude, thanks for doing this.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
See you guys. Thank you.